Pro wrestling fans aplenty will be looking to Texas Stadium near Dallas this weekend as it hosts WrestleMania. Now, long before aspiring wannabes are able to leap off the top turnbuckle into the spotlight of professional wrestling's premier event, they need to master the fundamentals of this unique mashup of athleticism and acting. WHYY's Rob Zawadzki introduces us to the Wrestle Factory in Philadelphia, where would-be grapplers learn the ropes.
This is physical theater is what we're making. So I need to make sure that the people that are 90 rows back can tell what's going on as clearly as the people in the front row. So we need gigantic movements. You must blow up your movements and make them bigger.
Inside a former Philadelphia warehouse, the Wrestle Factory's founder and head trainer, Lightning Mike Quackenbush, is teaching an introduction to wrestling workshop. The students are learning how to lock up, generally the first thing the audience sees in a match. The students grab each other by placing their right hand on the back of their opponent's neck and their left hand at the pit of their opponent's elbow. From here, they can transition into other moves. Ian Freed is one of a dozen novices in the class. A 27-year-old New York City government employee, Freed says he's dreamed of stepping into a professional wrestling ring ever since he was a boy.
I went to school, I got a real job, I work a real job now. Took the day off today, drove down from New York to be here just to finally give that pipe dream a chance at becoming a reality.
Breaking into pro wrestling isn't what it was 20 years ago when Mike Quackenbush got his start. The business is more exposed. It had to admit it's entertainment to avoid being regulated the way baseball or hockey are, and it's undergone a globalization of styles and techniques. He takes these factors into consideration when developing the school's tiered curriculum.
What is relevant to modern-day audiences? What do they want to see put on stage? And what will they think is worthy of their consumer dollars in this day and age preoccupies every decision we make in the way that we train people at the Wrestle Factory.
Before becoming a wrestler, Quackenbush studied journalism at the University of Pittsburgh, so he understands the importance of good storytelling. He draws inspiration from books, graphic novels, and TV shows to develop his stories and characters. He will only assign a wrestling persona to people when they can consistently demonstrate mastery of the physical techniques. As far as characters go, Quackenbush says he likes to cast people into roles they never imagined themselves playing.
I'm going to give you something to which you assign no ego. And now freed of that, freed of making the performance slave to the wants and needs of your heart, what can you bring to the stage?
Drew Gulak has wrestled all over the world. Now he works alongside his former teacher as an instructor at the Wrestle Factory. He says about 10% of people who attend the entry-level workshop end up continuing to take classes. He admits even those who graduate can struggle to make a living inside the squared circle.
There are many, many places for you to work as an independent wrestler today. There's not a lot of money to be made in it because of that, because there's so many. And there's also a shortage of experienced places for you to go and really gain true knowledge as opposed to just figuring it out on your own.
Quackenbush is quick to point out that there are hundreds of wrestling schools, but graduates of the Wrestle Factory have the opportunity to perform in front of paying audiences under the Chikara banner, a family-friendly wrestling promotion owned by Quackenbush that has put on shows across the United States, Canada, Europe, and Japan.
The people that finish our program, you see them in our ring. You see them on our events, and they go on tour with us. They're the same people you'll see when we go to Chicago, when we go to New York, later this year when we tour Europe.
A lifelong fan, Ian Freed says he was grateful for the opportunity to see a wrestling ring from the other side of the ropes. He isn't sure if he'll be pursuing wrestling full-time, but he's not ruling out more classes.
Whether this is the only time in my life I'll get to do it, or whether I'm going to do it for a career for years down the road, this was the experience of a lifetime.
For WHYY, I'm Rob Zawadzki.